An appeal to our churches in behalf of home missionary work. Evils of inaction. What can we expect but deterioration in religious life when the people listen to sermon after sermon and do not put into practice the instruction given? The ability God has given, if not exercised, will degenerate, and men and women unemployed will become as tools that rust from inaction. Let the missionary meeting be turned to account in teaching the people how to do missionary work. Put work into their hands, and let not the youth be ignored, but let them come in to share in the labor and responsibility. Let them feel that they have a part to act in helping and blessing others. Even the children should be taught to do some little errand of love and mercy for those less fortunate than themselves. The very simplest modes of work should be devised and set in operation among the churches. If members will cooperate with such a plan and perseveringly carry it out, they will reap a rich reward. For their experience will grow brighter, their ability will increase through exercise, and souls will be saved through their efforts. But if, on the other hand, the churches are left to their inactivity, Satan will see that they are employed. He will preoccupy the field and give the members lines of work to do that will engage their energies, kill spirituality, and make them fall as dead weights upon the church.